إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. Brothers and sisters, in psychology, in the science of our mental health, we use a term called congruence. If I expand that congruence from its usual meaning in psychology and add a fourth element, congruence consists of three things in psychology. One is feeling, thought, speech and actions, so four things. Feeling, thought, speech and action. Congruence is when all these four match. When you feel something, you think about that, what you speak comes arises out of that, and what you do arises out of that. When all of these four match, it is called congruence. Any dissonance in that, any difference in that, manifests itself in many forms. At the least, it creates internal stress, it creates fear, it creates all kinds of apprehensions. At an extreme form, it can get into schizophrenia and things like that, irrational behavior. The reason I am saying this is because Islam, the essence of Islam is congruence between tasdeeq bil qalb, iqrar bil lisan, amal bil arkan. The way you get into Islam is through congruence, which is you believe something, you state that belief, and you act according to that belief. Tasdeeq bil qalb, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We believe in our hearts that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that Muhammad Rasulullah is his messenger and the last and final messenger, meaning that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tasdeeq bil qalb is not an intellectual belief. It is not a thought. It is not tasdeeq bil aql, right? It is not faham bil aql. It is tasdeeq bil qalb. In your heart, you believe this. This is your feeling and your thought combined, consolidated. This is what you believe in, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, meaning that you will worship only Allah. You are not simply stating something. You are not simply stating something. You are, when you are saying that, you are saying that this is what I believe and this is what I will do. And when you say Muhammad Rasulullah, you are not merely stating a fact. Even if the entire world and all those who came from the first one to the last one deny that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, if they deny this fact, if they say that he is not the Rasul of Allah, it will not change the fact that he is the Rasul of Allah. It will not change. The Risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not dependent on your and my belief. It is not dependent on your and my tasdeeq, just as the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on our ubudiyat. The fact that Allah is ilah, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ilah wahid, huwa al-ahad wa samad, wa lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, this is established, huwa al-hayyul qayyum, by itself. It does not need anything or anyone's belief or support to establish it. This is haqq. When we accept this, we are only demonstrating the fact that we are on haqq. We are only demonstrating the fact that we are intelligent, that we recognize a reality, and that we accept this reality. That is all. That is all. You are not doing some ihsan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, I am accepting you. Don't accept. Don't accept. The key is to, when we accept, it's about ourselves, not about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah, he is the Nabi of Allah, and he is the last and final of them, after whom there is no Nabi and no Rasul. This is also a fact that is established, which is independent, stand alone by itself, does not require your and my acceptance or support for its existence. This is a reality, just like the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality. So when we are making this tasdeeq bil qalb, when we are accepting this in our heart, what are we saying? We are saying that we accept these two huquq, we accept these two realities, we accept these two facts, and we declare that we are going to follow. When I accept that Allah is the ilah, what does it mean? It means I must do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone says, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, but he does not worship Allah, is that person a Muslim? No. He's not a Muslim. Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any example we give. If somebody says, smoking is the primary cause of lung cancer. This person is stating this. Smoking is the primary cause of lung cancer. Smoking is haram. Smoking produces all kinds of other issues, other problems like diabetes, like cardiac problems, so on and so on. He's saying all of this. But in this speech, he has a lighted cigarette in his hand and he is smoking and saying all this. So this, you ask him, do you really believe this? Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Are you sure? I am 100% sure. So this statement of belief, will it save him from cancer? Is it that he will not get cancer because he said, I believe that smoking is harmful? No. He will get cancer because saying something is not sufficient. So when we are saying, La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, but you don't worship Allah, then Samura bin Jundab radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw a dream in which I saw a man whose head was being crushed with a rock. After death, his head was being smashed by this rock. And these are among the things also which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during Isra al Mi'raj, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described these things also after Isra al Mi'raj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was shown the things of Jannah and the things of Jahannam and the different kinds of azab that was given to people for different things. So, Samura bin Jundab radiallahu anhu says that Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he saw this man whose head was being smashed with a rock. He asked the malaika with him, he said, why is this happening? They said, because he knew the Quran but he did not act on it, and he used to sleep through the fard salah. Which fard salah do we sleep through normally? Fajr. He used to sleep through the fard salah. He's not a kafir, he's not somebody who left Islam, he's not somebody who never prayed. Maybe he woke up and prayed qada. Does it work? I don't know, you ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because he said that this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happening to somebody who knew the Quran and did not act on it. We are not talking about the whole Quran. We are talking about something in the Quran. Allah made something halal, something haram. Allah said, do this, do not do that. Whatever he or she knew of the Quran, they did not act on this. They knew it, but they did not act on it. And they slept through the fard salah. This is the adab for this. So, tasdeeq bil qalb means that we accept this. Similarly, Muhammadur Rasulullah means what? It's not a statement of fact. Means, I will follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to do something, I will do it. Even if he did not tell me to do it, if he did it, I will do it, because this is the essence of ittiba. Tasdeeq bil qalb. then iqrar bil lisan, to say this. I'm talking about how does one enter Islam and the way it relates to the concept of congruence in psychology. So, iqrar bil lisan, stating this, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, stating this, wa amal bil arkan, acting on it with the arkan, with your hands and feet and your senses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So what is the meaning of acting on it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who said la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah with ikhlas will enter Jannah. They asked him, ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? He said, the ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from what Allah has prohibited. It keeps you away from haram. Today, we have taken, our lives are full of dissonance. They are full of lack of congruence. We say, we accept. If I ask you, is gambling permitted in Islam? Is it halal? What will you say? Not halal, haram. If I ask you, is alcohol halal or haram? You will say it is haram. If I ask you, is music and dancing, men and women together having a party, a dance party, is it halal or haram? What will you say? Halal or haram? So this is your belief inside your heart. You believe this and you are saying it. Then how are you a member of a club which has a bar, which has a gaming room, in which there is a Christmas party and a New Year's party, in which there is dancing and music, when you know that to be a member of a club is to be a shareholder in that enterprise? You are not a customer like you would be in a hotel. For example, you go to a hotel and you pay a fee to go to the gym. What else happens in the hotel is not your problem. You are paying a fee to go to the gym. You go to the gym. A club is not like that. A club has membership. You are not a customer of a club. You are a member of a club. Go look up the deed. You go and look up. You do your research. I have no problem with that. But then you answer to me and you answer to yourself, forget about me, answer to yourself, because one day you will answer to Allah. And when you answer to Allah, all of these games you play here will not work. You are a member of the club, you stand for election for that club, you vote for people, other people to become members, to become office bearers of this club. You are paying a subscription to the club. That subscription goes towards the upkeep of whatever is happening in the club, including the establishment of that gambling room and the establishment of your card room and the establishment of your bar and the establishment and the all those parties and so on and so forth. Go look up your club bill. And you are a shareholder in that. If I ask you to buy shares in McDowell's, will you buy them? If I ask you to buy shares in HSBC, will you buy them? What is the meaning of shareholder? It means you. If somebody says, no, I have only HSBC shares, I have got only 5 shares, right? I am not invited to the board meeting to take any decision. As far as HSBC is concerned, I am on paper, I am there, but I don't exist. I mean, nobody is asking me, should I hire, should I fire, what must I do, how should I do my business? Nothing. Is it jaiz to hold those shares? No. Even if you have one single share, you are a shareholder in an interest-based bank. You are a shareholder in an alcohol company. You are a shareholder in a cigarette company. You are a shareholder in whatever. Whether you have one share or you have 200,000 shares makes no difference. You are a shareholder. Where is the congruence? Lack of congruence, Arabic word is nifaq. So what shall we do with this? Seriously, ask yourself this question, because on the day of judgment, we will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And as I told you, all of these games we play here, they won't work. People are members of, if you are a member of the race club, what are you doing? How can a Muslim be a member of the race club? What's the logic? Please tell me. The only logic is that you have no faith in Allah, you have no faith in the meeting with Allah, you do not believe on the day of judgment. Otherwise, what is the logic? So you are saying you believe in the day of judgment, you are sitting in a masjid, you go to pray, you say you believe in the day of judgment, but you are doing something which Allah has made haram. You are not just doing it, you are paying a fees for that, and you are paying a nice big fees for it. It's not a race club membership doesn't cost 5 rupees a day, 5 rupees a month. You are paying a nice big fees, you are driving your car, you are going to the... No, but you see, I am not gambling, I am not actually putting money on the horses. I am just going to see the horses run. Resign your membership. No, I'm doing seriously. I love horses. I love horses much more than I love people. Because horses are far better than people. I love to see horses running. So, resign your membership. Go buy a ticket. Go and sit and watch the races. No problem. Don't put money on the horses. You are really interested only in horses, right? So, go watch horses. Nothing wrong. I'm not talking about looking at a race. On your television, watch all the races in the world. Absolutely no problem. Far better than watching all the other rubbish that you watch anyway. Watch horses run. No problem. There are horse trials. There are, show jumping and all kinds of fantastic races. Wonderful thing to watch. Please go ahead. No problem. You're talking about membership of gambling clubs. You got people who are members of the race club. They've never gone, within 10 feet of a horse. They've never sat on a horse. They don't know which end of the horse is which one. Which end bites and which end kicks. They don't know that. So where is the love for horse? It's not, it's gambling. This is the meaning of congruence. Congruence is to have the same thing in your heart, the same thing on your tongue, and action according to that. If you do not have that, then there is dissonance, there is lack of congruence. In Islamic terminology, that is nifaq. And the result of that, we know what is the result of nifaq when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him and which is congruent with our beliefs, and to live like Muslims, to live Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.